This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
With Judy and I in the studio, and me rather, Judy will kill me for my grammar, Caroline de Belder, who is the chair of the Isle of Wight Cantata, and we're talking about Latin, Stabat Mater.
Yes.
What does that mean?
It's something mother, isn't it?
The mother stood.
The mother was standing.
That's right.
Yeah. I think it is the Virgin Mary standing at the cross.
Yes,
on
yes.
The cross,
it is.
Weeping the crucifix
for her
and
son.
Yes.
Yes.
Because
yeah,
it's Bambas right. Bat Barmas Bartis Bant.
Yes.
Isn't it?
For anybody out there who's interested, it's the imperfect tense.
Oh. Yeah,
exactly. It's a long time since I learned Latin.
Past imperfect.
And it goes bam, bas, bat, barmas, parties,
bam. It does indeed,
right,
James.
Right. Yes.
And the future's bo. Yeah. Bobis bit beamus bisti bint.
Yeah, no, enough bun, already.
Bunt. Anyway, it's a marvellous piece. It's by Dvorak, and it's coming up on a really nice date, the 1st of April.
Yes.
At least you won't forget that.
No, exactly. Hopefully that we'll get lots and lots of people there. And it's not a joke. It really is happening.
I know. Now, a little bit of a change for you, because normally in your programmes with the Isle of Wight Cantata, you have two pieces.
Oops.
Or even more than two pieces.
Yes, sometimes.
But this is quite a long piece by Dvorak, isn't it?
It is. It's 90 minutes. So yeah. What we're doing is we're having an interval halfway through it, so that people can stretch the legs and that sort of thing. But it is a beautiful piece, very melodic and very moving, I think, really.
Well, we're going to listen to a little bit of it in a minute. I mean, there's a very, very sad story behind it. I mean, Stabat Mater, in any case, is a very kind of sort of dull poem that comes from the 14th century,
yes.
I think, about the Virgin Mary standing while Christ is being crucified.
Yes.
And I mean, you're never going to sort of have a few laughs out of any version of Stabat Mater. But this one, there is this sort of terrible story behind it.
Yes.
Where Dvorak's daughter, who I think was very, very young, just a few weeks old or something.
Yes, that's right, she was.
Died.
Yeah.
But then he decided to write this piece in her memory, and then what happened was he had two other children, and both of them died while he was writing the piece.
Yes, that's exactly right. So you can imagine the emotion that he had there, and so the emotion that's in the piece, it perfectly makes sense, really. How his feelings when he's been writing it.
It's a highly orchestral piece, isn't it? Because there's this Wagnerian kind of overture to it, and you've got an orchestra with you. Is that the Isle of Wight Symphony Orchestra by any other name?
But just about by any other name. I think we've only got one other person that we needed to get from the mainland, but most of them are from the Symphony Orchestra, which is fantastic, because we know them and they know us very well. So we welcome them, really, when they come
Perfect.
And play for us. Yeah.
Perfect. Well, that's good. And I understand you've got three marvellous soloists.
Four.
I've got the four.
You're right.
It's Sally Harrison, Sarah Pring, Peter Van Huller, and Adrian Clark.
Yes, that's right. And Sally Harrison actually sang with us the last time we did it, which was in 2004.
Oh, fantastic.
So she's returning. So
you've done this before.
Yes.
Now, were you singing then?
I was, yes. I'm afraid I'm one of the longest members. I think I've probably been in about 30 years in the choir.
Because there's an anniversary, isn't there?
Yes, it's 60 years this year. So
wow.
We're doing one of the things we're doing to celebrate it is taking a group of us up to the Albert Hall to sing Mozart's Requiem in the Come and Sing. So there's going to be a huge scratch version of Mozart's Requiem. So that's one of our celebrations. Anyway.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about what you've got coming up in a second. But first, let's hear some of that Dvorak. This is the smallest clip I could get, actually. It's Quando Corpus Morietur, which means, Judith,
When the body was dead, I think this must be referring to after the crucifixion.
Yeah, I believe so.
After Christ had died on the cross.
Well, there's an excerpt there from Dvorak's Stabat Mater. It all came to an end pretty quickly, but it won't on the day. Now, Dvorak, a lot of people might be at home thinking, now who on earth is Dvorak? Have I ever heard of him before?
Yeah.
And of course, everybody has heard something by Dvorak, because the New World Symphony,
exactly.
Which is his most famous symphony, has what was the theme music for Hovis. Yeah. So when you see that, so when you see that little boy sort of going down that cobble street, that one,
yes,
that is Rorschach, and that was actually meant to, I think, encapsulate the beauty of the Appalachians as opposed to the beauty of brown bread. But Dvořák was a Czech, wrote sort of very much in the sort of nationalistic period in the 19th yeah. century, yeah. but all of his stuff's very, very tuneful.
Yes.
It's not the kind of dirgy stuff, even though, you know, what he's written in style at Malta is sad. You know, it's very, very tuneful stuff
it is,
as well.
It is.
And he was a bit of a traveller. I've tried to see whether or not Dvořák ever came to the Isle of Wight, and the answer is no.
No.
Because everyone seems to have met in a doctor's clinic in Ventnor. Judith and I seem to. Because, you know, we've managed to place Churchill and Karl Marx in the same doctor's clinic same time.
Oh, right. Or at least treated by the same doctor.
In the 1880s or something like that.
Right.
So I thought I might as well throw in Dvořák for good measure, because everyone seemed to want to go to Ventnor at that stage. But actually, Dvořák went to Brighton.
Oh, right.
And apparently he was very impressed.
Oh, right.
Which is good. He should see it now.
Yeah.
But he travelled the world a lot.
Yeah, I mean, he did go to London.
Yes.
And he went particularly to see this work being performed at the Albert Hall.
Yeah, and you said that there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tenors. And
there were. He wrote a letter to a friend, and what he said were, I'm trying to 250 sopranos, 160 altos, 180 tenors, and 250 basses in the choir.
Wow.
Which is nowhere near as many. I think we've got about 85 in total.
Yeah,
in our thing.
Exactly. But how many will we be singing on the night?
It will probably be about 85 people.
It
singing,
will be 85 on the night, because I think there are 100 people in the choir overall, aren't there?
About 90 probably now.
Okay.
So So
now, how are you getting on with your men?
Well, actually, with the tenors are not too bad, and in fact, we've got three lady tenors now.
Yeah.
And the basses, we still need a few basses, really.
Okay. So, should we put out a call for basses?
Yeah,
while
any
we're
basses.
On air?
Yes. And the wonderful thing they need to remember is there are always rehearsal CDs or tapes that you can use to help you to learn the part.
Oh, that's good.
That's interesting.
Yeah, we sometimes there are various firms and things that you can get them from, but we quite often get a deal so that we can get them cheaper, and you can download them, or you can just play it as a CD.
And will that just be your part and a piano accompaniment or something like that?
So exactly.
Oh,
that
fantastic.
Is it like when you see buskers on the London Tube, you know, they're playing, say, the sax, and that part isn't recorded, but the backing is recorded?
Well, they're both. What happens is, in your headphones, you hear the sort of the orchestra, or the other parts, I should say, and your part, certainly in one that I listen to, is very
really
strong in the other ear.
I see, so you're singing along with
that's actually helping you to
fantastic.
Even better.
Yeah, that is really good.
I don't know what I'd do without
really. No, because I don't know how people come along and sort of remember what they did the week before.
Yes. And Rachel, our conductor, what she does every week is she tells us what ones that we're going to do next week.
Yes.
And so you can go away and you can listen
fantastic.
To your CD and learn.
Well, that's brilliant, because I can't read music, so that would be perfect.
It's extraordinary, because I'm learning the Baroque recorder at the moment.
Right.
And I am now having lessons, but I was teaching myself.
Yes.
And I did something similar. I bought a book of Baroque music for treble recorder and harpsichord, and it came with a CD.
Yes.
So although I wasn't actually playing along with it, I could hear what it was supposed to
sound
like.
Right. Yes.
And it really helps you sort of with things like getting the rhythm, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
As well as the pitch.
Yes,
And the feeling. And I think it's tremendous help.
It's a huge help. Yeah.
Well, particularly also, the Isle of Wight is such a big place that sort of you couldn't really come back together more than once a week, could you?
No, we couldn't.
Now, let's recap then how people get hold of tickets for this, because it's the Medina Theatre.
Yes.
In the heart of the island, 7:30, Saturday the 1st of April.
Yeah.
Adults are £12, under 16s are £8.
Yeah.
Tickets, I think, are from the Medina box office,
aren't they? That's right. So you can do it online or you can ring.
Yeah.
And they're on sale now.
Yeah, exactly. Already. And the good thing about the Medina box office is because they've got the sports centre there, you could even go in at 7 o'clock in the morning and get tickets, which is amazing. So, well, good luck with that. We're going to be there.
Thank you.
We'll be covering that. So,
lovely.
Really looking forward to it. Yeah. And what about later in the year? You've got some.
We're doing something slightly different, slightly more modern. We're doing a piece by Will Todd, a mass piece, and another mass which by another jazzy composer who I'm afraid at the moment that his name has gone from me.
Don't worry, so
that's what we're doing, and we're probably not going to be doing that at Medina Theatre. We're looking at a more sort of intimate venue, shall we say
today. Yeah, that would be nice. Well, good luck. Thank you. You've got a few rehearsals left, so hope those all go well, and then we'll see you on the 1st of April.
Excellent, lovely.
Thanks for joining us, Caroline.
Thank you.
And if you want to go and find out a little bit more about the Isle of Wight Cantata one more time, the webpage is www.iowcantatachoir.co.uk. www.vectisradio.com